Entrepreneurship. In French, the word entrepreneurship also comes with a verb, entreprendre. The verb entreprendre means to undertake, to take things into matter, to take action. And this philosophy has been part of my journey since a very, very young age. My name is Amel Deregui. I define myself mostly as a global citizen. Home has been everywhere for me, but today, I might say that no matter where I will live in the future, Austria and Vienna has become my home. I've been my whole life with my family traveling from a country to another. And at the age of 14, we had just moved to Uganda. I had just started in a new school. And from my first week in that new school, I started noticing something that really, really upset me. This was in 97, at a time where all our neighboring countries were going through a crisis, especially with the genocides between Hutus and Tutsis. In our school, we had kids that came from all over the world. And we also had refugees that were hosted in our school. So you can imagine the wonderful diversity of people and kids that were at the school. But unfortunately, what I thought would be an amazing experience of intercultural communication and exchange turned out to be something that truly upset me. During the school breaks, I would hear kids fighting over their races and insulting each other because they were too white, too black, or nothing. For those who were mixed race, there were nothing. There were no black, no white. And because I came from Algeria, a country that was going through severe crisis with the terrorism, I was told that I came from a country of barbarians. This was a time when I had just moved from Serbia. I lived in what used to be Yugoslavia during and after the war and had experienced the whole circumstances with living under embargo where there was nothing in the stores. To go buy food, we had to travel for hours to neighboring countries. And I knew every day how many people were dying because of the war in all the countries of the ex-Yugoslavia. Before that, I was indeed in Algeria during the crisis, the black years, as we call them in Algeria, where every single day, kids, mothers, fathers, officials, policemen were slaughtered, killed, and bombed. So that was a time where I was extremely angry at the world and angry at the adults. Why don't they take things into matter? How can they let so much hate happen in this world? So one day during that school break, I just had enough of it. I was so angry that I went to the principal of the school and told her all the things that I heard from all the kids from all the different races, what they were telling to each other. And I was telling the principal, you need to do something. This is your responsibility. You can't let things like this happen in a school where we're supposed to learn how to respect each other and love each other and work with each other and play with each other. And the principal just stayed silent for a little bit. And then her answer was very short. She told me, well, if it really bothers you, come to me with a solution of how you would fix this. I was speechless. My first reaction was to be even more angry. How can she not take responsibility for this? But then I responded, okay, I will come back to you with an idea. That night, I couldn't bring myself to sleep. I was thinking all night, what will bring people together? What will make these kids stop fighting and come together in joy and share these moments together in peace? And I started thinking, what is the one thing that brings humans together? What is the common interest that will make people actually work together and come together? I might have been a little bit cynical at the time, but the first idea was money. And then I said to myself, there's another thing that this school needs is a place to have lunch. All the parents were always complaining that there was no canteen and they always had to plan sandwiches which was not healthy or take their kids back home to feed them and then bring them back. So I could see there was a problem that could also be fixed. And the third thing, on top of money and food, was fun. If we manage to have fun together, we can probably bridge all those differences. And that's when I told myself, how about creating a micro enterprise within the school that's led by students? So the next day, I was very excited to go back to the principal and told her, I have an idea. We are going to create a small canteen that is led by the students. And to fund this new canteen, we will sell tickets to a huge party in the facilities of the school so that all the kids from all the other schools can also know the school for how fun it is to come to it and party in it. Because this is what will make the kids come together if they know how to have fun together and if they have a common project to work on. Surprisingly, the principal approved, and that was the beginning of an amazing journey. I will skip all the steps, but this project did happen with also the support and sponsorship of huge companies such as Coca-Cola, the top DJ of the city. But for me, the biggest victory was when I saw all those kids that were fighting, sitting around a table, collaborating, preparing the food together, and eating together and laughing together. That was the beginning as well of my passion for entrepreneurship when I understood how taking things into matter can actually lead to amazing transformations and to building a better world. That's also the time where I realized how marketing can be such a powerful thing, and that led me to go into it in my career. Because when we know how to sell ideas, we actually can make the world become a better place. So I've led my whole life an entrepreneurial journey, led by this philosophy, entreprendre, and also turning challenges and the problems we see into great opportunities to not only fix them, but also build something amazing. Through entrepreneurship, we can not only make great profits, but also make a real difference in this world.